Good evening, everyone. This is day 14 of Marching On, and it's Saturday, and I'm not quite sure what the time is, but I'm home alone, and it's actually quite nice, although I expected it to be a longer experience than I'm going to have. Obi's at work till 10, and then he gets home probably about 10:45. Kids were meant to be going. They were meant to be going shopping this afternoon, and then they were both going over to their dad's for a meal because it was his wife's birthday yesterday, and they went out as a couple last night. So the kids were going over there today to give her presents. They were going to go shopping first, not for the presents they already got them, but for Mother's Day stuff. They were going to go do that, and then. They were actually getting something for me, for my mum. I told them what to get. So anyway, they were going to do that and then meet their dad in Petswood and go for a meal just at the Wetherspoons, Sovereign of the Seven Seas. But anyway, it got a bit late and, well, it was about 2 or 3. They had a mighty row. I can't even remember what over now. And Ronan said he's not going, so he stormed off to... and went to bed and went to sleep. And Connor went off. And he went out. Connor really lost his patience with Ronan. He was really shouting. And I was like, oh, God, help me. I was so looking forward to my afternoon and evening of peace because I thought I was going to get the whole afternoon and the whole evening. So bang went that. So Connor went out in a rage. And I thought, I bet he hasn't taken his dad's wife's presents because he went out in such a rage. They're all packed up nicely in a gift bag. They both bought us something. And I was going to text him and ask, and I thought, no, he probably, you know, he's not in a very good mood. I'll just leave him alone. Anyway, like about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, he came back. He came back to give me the things that he bought for my mum, and he said, I forgot, you know, he'd forgotten her presents. And I said, oh, I wondered if you had, because you went out in such a tearing rage. By this time, Ronan woke up and decided... And the meal thing had been put off till the evening now. It was meant to be, like, in the afternoon. So, anyway, they both ended up going. But they're not going to be out. They've got a lift there, and they'll probably get a lift home, so... one of their cousins is working. He's training to be a paramedic, and he's on a work placement in one of the hospitals around here. So they will probably get a lift home with him. So they left about 6:30, maybe getting on for 7. So I haven't got much peace. So I put some music on my hard drive, and I just cleaned the kitchen and did all the things I had to do, feed all the animals and everything, and then sorted out dinner for Obi, and I'm going to go and have a nice long shower and wash my hair in a minute and come out and know that they're not going to be arguing when I turn the water off. I'm just drinking a Nescafe sachet latte, gingerbread latte. I haven't had coffee for weeks, probably a month or more. I haven't really felt like it. I'm not sure I do now, but I don't feel like anything too strong. But I don't think I like these much anymore. It's not bad. Now, what was I going to talk about today? There was a couple of things. One was about, what was it? It was something to do with Audio Boom. What was it? Oh, the upload. I wish they'd fix it. I left something... Well, I left a message uploading today about 2:00. And then I did another one later in the afternoon. And I went to check it was uploading. And when I looked, the first one had gone back in the drafts and it hadn't even uploaded at all. And then when I looked at the other one, and hours later, I've just looked at the other one again, and it's only 19% uploaded, and the other one's still in the queue. So God knows what time this is going to be ending up uploading. But anyway, I could have used my other phone, but I can't be bothered to go upstairs and get it. Another thing about Audio Boom, I don't know if people realise, but when I was having trouble uploading a post recently, I wrote to them and... said that I had a post that I couldn't delete. It wouldn't upload, and that meant that I had several messages and or posts behind it, which I would have to delete because you can't delete them from the phone anymore. And I couldn't delete this one that was uploading, and so I thought that I'd have to uninstall the app. And eventually, after about 12 hours or more, it did go back to drafts, and I was able to delete it. No, I didn't delete it. I copied it onto my other phone and recorded it that way. I didn't want to try uploading it again because I thought it was probably faulty or flawed. So then all the others uploaded. But in my correspondence with this bloke, Aran, or whatever his name is, he seems to be the one that answers everybody. He's the only person working in there, if you ask me. He said that in the new update, which we've got now, you will be able to delete posts from the upload queue if there was something wrong with them. Not delete them. You could put them in drafts, and then obviously when you close it, you've got the option to save, cancel or delete. Well, I didn't know how to do it. I was trying to swipe it, delete it. Anyway, Carmwater73 contacted them because she had a problem with one of hers uploading. It was actually a message to me. Now, I'd already received it, but it was still saying it was there, and she kept getting a message every time she... I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but every time she went on to the upload queue, it'd say a problem has something's gone seriously wrong, and you had to press OK, and then nothing happened. But I got the message the day before. So, anyway, she contacted them, and she said she thought she heard that, which is what he told me, that you'll be able to delete them. Well, you can. Now, apparently, if it's in the upload queue, you double tap it and double tap the message you want to cancel, and then a menu item appears. I can't remember exactly how. I did try it, and it does work. A menu item appears at the top now, and it just says cancel upload. So you double tap on it, and then it's in the drafts, and you can then do what you like with it from there, delete it or whatever. Or add something to it if you've forgotten to say something. So I didn't know if no one's mentioned it. So I didn't know if people knew that. You might want to pass it around. Because it saves having to uninstall the app. Niall, what are you doing out there? Hope you've not been finishing off Lammy's food. I was a bit peeved by a post for someone today saying they don't listen to a lot of people's audio booze because they've got a life. And I thought, well, if people are going to say stuff like that, that's fine, but, you know, you don't really have to. I mean, it's up to people whether they announce such a thing or not, but really, you know, if someone says that, they're actually doing a post themselves and expecting other people to listen to it. I mean, no one has to listen to what they don't want to listen to, but to say that they've got a life because they don't listen to other people's posts because they've got a life, implying that other people haven't, is a bit of double standards considering they're doing an audio boo themselves. And also, they said some words to the effect that some people, they didn't expect them to be how they weren't how they expected them to be. Well, how does anyone expect anyone to be? We are who we are. And if people don't like listening to us, they don't have to. That's the way I see it. You know, and I wasn't aware that we had to conform to a certain standard and a certain format, if you like, to please other people's perception of what they expect us to be. So anyway, that was a bit strange. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinions, of course, but if you go around saying, implying that people haven't got a life if they listen to people's audio boos, then why are they doing one themselves? I mean, we've all got lives. You know, I've got a family. I may not get out. I may not be able to work. Now, I have worked. I've commuted up and down to London. I've been all over the... Well, I've been plenty of places on my own out of the UK. And I've brought up a family. I've still got them living here. I'm dealing with them. I've been married twice. I have definitely... I might listen to people's boos because I don't sleep at night, etc. I've certainly got a life. It might not be that easy at times, but that's why I think Audioboo helps me. It helps me. It's quite therapeutic to talk. And it's also very therapeutic oh dear, therapeutic to listen. Because I do listen to other people, and I don't say I listen to every single one, because I don't have time for that, but I listen to as many people as I can, because I actually like to hear what they're doing, stuff about their lives, where they are, what problems they have, what happy experiences they have. I like to share in that in a small way, and I like to share my experiences, because it might even if it helps one person, if something I say helps one person, then all the hundreds of boos I've done are worth it. Or if it helps someone get through the night on a very stressful night, or when they can't sleep, or a very frustrating time, then if it helps them to sleep because it's so boring, then that's worthwhile. And I do enjoy listening to people's things, because there are times when I can't get out and do the things that I want to because of my health, and hearing other people do it is almost as good in a way. It keeps me in touch with everything. And people should be really, really careful what they think and say and the judgments they make on other people, because there, but for the grace of God, go they, if you get my drift. I'm sure it wasn't aimed at any one person in particular, but even so, it's a strange, bit of a strange attitude. Anyway, I'm not complaining. If that's how they feel, then that's up to them. I'm just saying how I feel, and I beg to differ on that one. I don't just expect everyone to listen to me and not listen to them in return, because it's not all about me. I mean, obviously my life does involve me, but it's not all about me, you know what I mean? There's other people in the world. I know, I'm listening to ABBA. I don't know if you can hear that. Well, it's not just ABBA, it's a mixture of very middle-of-the-road music. It's really nice to think that I'm the only one in the house. Well, I've got the animals. One of those cats getting up to no good. But it's whack-a-boo-boo. Before I know it, everyone will be back. Is she shut in somewhere? I think she's in the porch. That's Pinky, by the way. I've been in and out to the bins, you see. Sometimes she likes to sit in there. I don't know why, because it's freezing. It's got a seat. Go in, honey. Pink! What are you doing out there, you silly thing? I usually hear her go out there, but I didn't this time. Do you want to go in your room, Pink? Do you want to go in? Go on then. She'll want to come out in a minute, that's what she's like. Their door's closed now because it's too cold to have it open this time of the evening. It's not winter, but you know, it's not spring. Well, it is really spring, but it doesn't really feel like it tonight. It's cold. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Got the family coming up tomorrow, for Mother's Day. Ronan and Connor are doing the meal. I'll give them some guidance. We're having gammon with pineapple sauce and chicken and stuffing, and me and my mum have got vegetarian. I can't remember what I got us now. One of these bake things, you know, that have got like spinach and something. It isn't spinach. I forget what it was now. And we've got that with roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding. I can't remember what vegetables we got. Red cabbage, Brussels, parsnips. Swede. Oh, whatever, you know, broccoli, carrots. I don't know if we'll do all those. We probably will. And then I'm afraid I didn't make the puddings because I couldn't be bothered. So we've got apple pie, which is a frozen one. Lemon cheesecake. I think we've got lemon. And something else, which I can't remember. A trifle. With ice cream. Or there's plenty of fruit, if people want fruit. It'll just be nice to have someone making my dinner for me. And my mum's coming down. And the rest of the family. I think most of them are coming anyway. I hope they just don't argue in the kitchen, those two. But they usually don't, funnily enough. Connor's normally in charge and Ronan's kind of back up and he'll peel the potatoes and do all that stuff. Lammy keeps going back to his dish. I'm going to pick it up in a minute. I'm sure it's empty. Dryer on. Well, it's a washer dryer. It's on a drying cycle. I had my music up louder than that when I was in the kitchen so I could hear it. I've turned it right down because there's nothing worse than when people have music on in the background on their audio booths and it's too loud. I don't mind hearing the music, it's just sometimes you can't hear what they're saying properly. I'm sure I've done it myself, but it's just a shame if you can't hear what they've got to say. She told you she wants to come out again. There's no peace for the wicked with these animals. I'll get rid of the kids for a couple of hours and lo and behold. Right, I think I'm going to upload this now. I'll be back tomorrow with some family mayhem, no doubt. In the meantime, I hope you're all having a good weekend wherever you are and whatever you're doing.